flames. Sawney was not as big as other ferrets, but he was faster, smarter, and far more savage than any stolt rat, weasel, fox, or ferret among his followers. Any beast could lay claim to the clan leadership, providing they could defeat Sawney in combat. But for a long time, none had dared to. Sawney Wrath could fight with a ferocity that was unequalled, and he never spared the vanquished challengers. Sawney's clan were nomads, 60 all told, thieves, vagrants, vagabonds, and tricksters who would murder and plunder without hesitation. They were Juska. Many bands of Juska roamed the coasts, woodlands, and byways, but they never formed a united force, each choosing to go its own way under a strong chieftain. This leader always tacked his name onto the Juska title, so that Sawney's clan came to be known as the Juska Wrath. Though they were little more than dryland pirates, Juska vermin had quite a strict code of conduct, which was governed by seers, omens, and superstition. Sawney sat beneath the awning of his tent, sipping a vile-tasting medication that his seer, Grisul, had concocted to ease the stomach pains that constantly dogged him. He watched the clan, noting their free and easy mood. Sawney smiled as some of the rats struck up a song. Rats were easily pleased. Once they had a full stomach and a flagon of nettle beer, they would either sing or sleep. Sawney was only half watching the rats. His real attention focused upon the stoat and Tigra. She lay nursing her newborn, a son called Zan. Sawney could tell Antigra was feigning slumber from the hate-laden glances she threw his way when she thought he was not looking. Sawney Rat's eyes missed very little of what went on around him. He pulled a face of disgust as he sniffed the mixture of feverfew and treacle mustard in the cup he held, and spitting into the fire, he muttered the newborn stoat babe's name.
Zan!
Grisul the seer stole up out of the gathering darkness and placed a steaming plate of food by his side. He glanced up at the vixen. She was an odd-looking fox, even for a seer. She wore a bark-cloth cloak that she had covered in red and black symbols, and her brow, neck and limbs were almost invisible under bracelets of coral, brass and silver. About her waist, she wore a belt from which hung a broad pouch and bones of all kinds. One of her eyes was never still. Sawney tipped the plate with his foot paw.
Am I supposed to eat this mess?
She smiled coaxingly.
Yeah, 'tis the mackerel without skin or bone, stewed in milkweed and dock. Thy stomach'll favour it.
The ferret drew from his belt a lethally beautiful knife, straight-bladed, razor-sharp, with a brilliant blue sapphire set into its amber handle. Delicately, he picked up a morsel of fish on the knife point and tasted it.
This is good. I like it.
Grisul sat down beside him.
None can cook for thee like I.
She watched him eating a while before speaking again.
Thou art going to ask me about the Tagarung. I feel it.
Sawney picked a sliver of fish from between his teeth.
Aye. Have there been any more signs of the Tagarung?
Antigra interrupted by leaping up and thrusting her baby forward at them.
Fools!
She shouted defiantly.
Can't you see my Zan is the Tagarung?
The entire camp fell silent. Creatures turned away from their cooking fires to see what would happen. Sawney stood up, one paw holding his stomach, the other pointing the knife at Antigra.
If you were not a mother nursing a babe, you would be dead where you stand. No beast called Sawney Wrath a fool!
Antigra was shaking with rage. The baby stoat had set up a thin wail, but her voice drowned it out.
I demand you recognise my son as Tagarung.
Sawney gritted his teeth. Thrusting the dagger back into his belt, he turned aside, snarling at Grisul.
Tell that stoat why her brat cannot be called Tagarung.
Grisul stood between them, facing Antigra, and took a starling skull, threaded on thin twine from her belt. She swung it in a figure of eight, until the air rushing through the iron beak sockets made a shrieking whistle.
Hearken, Antigra. Even a long-dead bird can mock thee. Shout all thou like. 'Twill not make thine offspring grow to be the Tagarung. You it is who are a fool. Can thou not see the omens are all wrong? Even though you call him Zan.